The cultural heart of the Middle East was once Iraq. The capital city, Baghdad, touted first-rate universities and one of the most well-read populations in the Arab world. Saddam Hussein changed that. The former dictator persecuted writers, poets, and artists. Now, 7 years after the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, information flows freely in and out of the country, and that's especially evident on Mutanabi Street, known as the Bookseller Street. The World's Susanna George reports from Baghdad.
There's a renowned saying in the Arab world, Cairo writes, Beirut prints, and Baghdad reads. Saad Eskander, the director of the Iraqi National Archives, says that these days the more appropriate saying is,
Cairo writes, Beirut prints, and Baghdad destroys.
Eskander says that Saddam's brutal and ignorant dictatorship changed the Iraqi mentality. People distrusted the written word. Under Saddam, 90% of the National Archives were censored, and there was only one official account of Iraqi history. Eskander concedes that the culture is slowly changing. This is the Shabander Cafe on Mutanabbi Street. It's a local spot for Iraqi writers and intellectuals. Haji Muhammad has owned the cafe since 1963, and at nearly 80 years old, he's seen Baghdad change around him. Today, business is good. The cafe is packed. Muhammad brags about the wide variety of clientele, sipping tea and smoking water pipes. Muhammad says talk was subdued during the Saddam years. Political discussions were non-existent. Today he points to members of the Baghdad Bar Association, a university president, poets, journalists, and writers. Some deep and thoughtful discussion. He says the cafe has always been seen as common ground, but that didn't protect it from the violence that engulfed Baghdad during the height of Iraq's bloody civil war. Muhammad says that in March of 2007, a suicide bomber exploded just a few feet from the cafe's doors. The blast took out windows, destroyed shops, and killed four of Muhammad's sons and one of his grandsons. Their pictures now hang at the cafe's entrance. Muhammad points to each picture and slowly reads out their names. Since that 2007 attack, the street has undergone massive reconstruction and a revival of sorts. Storefronts were rebuilt and fresh paving stones line the pedestrian walkway. Piles of used books lay just steps away from the air-conditioned bookshops with alphabetized inventories in Arabic and English. At one stall, the shelves are lined with books on political theory and social commentary. This selection would have been unheard of 10 years ago. Ahmed Asab is a journalist from Fallujah. He's been coming to Mutanabbi Street every Friday for the past 20 years. The street continued to function under Saddam's rule, but the books available have changed dramatically. Asab says the biggest change is that now there are books that talk about politics, Iraqi history, and community. Under Saddam, you would never be able to find books on political theory, and the so-called history books had only one point of view. Across the street at the Abdul Rahman bookshop, Ahmad Maki says his best-selling author is Ali Wardi. Wardi is an Iraqi author who died in Baghdad in 1995, but still maintains widespread popularity. Maki explains that Wardi is popular because he writes in an exciting way about a variety of subjects: community, history, logic, politics, and philosophy. Wardi is considered the grandfather of Iraqi sociology. He completed his most influential works in the 50s and 60s, before Saddam's rise to power. But his work is still considered relevant to Iraqis today. Saad Eskander, the director of the Iraqi National Archives, says that it's no surprise that Ali Wardi, someone who writes about Iraqi identity, is a top seller on Mutanabbi Street.
We don't know ourselves. It means the Iraqis are in search of the truth about themselves. That's why people started to read a lot of books on Iraq's history, society, the issue of the what is the true identity.
Eskander goes on to say that this self-exploration is building a foundation for social discourse in Iraq, and that maybe, in a generation or two, Baghdad will no longer be a city that destroys, but one that reads. For the world, I'm Susanna George.